Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, November 10th. A bit of dust settling here today in the grain markets after yesterday's surprising report from the USDA, where they raised the corn yield from 172.3 bushels per acre up to 175.4. That 3.1 bushel per acre increase was the largest jump from an October to a November number since 1996. After yesterday's break, the markets were able to stay above yesterday's lows, where we traded down about a 3 cent range. So this may be an indication of the willingness of the funds to add to their already extremely large short position, figuring that somewhere around 220,000 contracts. We'll get a better idea on the release of the Commitment of Traders report, which has been delayed from today until Monday due to observance of the Veterans Day holiday. The December finished up 2 cents at 343.5. That's down 4.75 cents on the week. Looking at the carryout year on year, the 2.487 million bushels reported yesterday is 167 million bushels above last year's 2.320. Taking a look at the wheat, which was weighed down a bit by the corn initially yesterday, but was able to bounce back. We've got December finishing up 2.5 cents at 431.5. That's up 5.75 cents on the week. Kansas City December up 4.25 at 433.25. That's up 6.5 cents on the week. The wheat stocks in the report came down from 960 million down to 935 million. That was 21 million bushels below expectations. Funds still remain short about 90,000 contracts of wheat, similar to the corn, that adding a bit of support underneath the market. Taking a look at beans, we've got January finishing up 2 cents at 987, up 0.25 cents on the week. We've got the funds still long 25 to 30,000 contracts of soybeans. The yield was left unchanged yesterday. Carryout reported was 5 million bushels below the October number, which came in at 430 million bushels, but 5 million above the average estimate of 420, right there at 425 million bushels. Chinese imports were raised by 2 million metric tons up to 97. That helps if China continues to be a strong buyer of U.S. soybeans. Out of South America, CONAB estimates that Brazil's production will come in somewhere between 106.4 million metric tons and 108.6. This is versus a USDA recent estimate of 108 million metric tons. And Rosario out of Argentina pegs their production at 54.4 million metric tons versus the USDA's 57. Weather in South America, it is drying out a bit in Argentina, and there was some rain in Brazil. This is slightly negative for the markets as things are improving down there. Taking a look at the bean carryouts on a year-on-year basis, this year's 425 million bushels is about 30 million bushels above last year's 395. Again, this putting a little bit of pressure on the beans there, and what we really need to be looking forward to here is where the levels of demand come in going through the next year. There's now a lot of carryouts to be chewed through, and we'll see if, as the old saying goes, lower prices solve the lower prices. In outside markets, we've got the dollar down 7 points at 94.28, crude oil down 27 cents a barrel at 56.90. Stock market finished the day down about 40 points at 23,422. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.